This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Ballots are going out in the mail starting today to more than 3.5 million Colorado voters. Voters will be able to return their ballots by mail at vote centers or at more than 300 drop boxes around the state. There is still time to register to vote. Coloradans can register all the way up through Election Day, November 3rd. Metro Denver has seen more air pollution this year than any other in the last decade. According to the state health department, the area has had more alerts for fine particulate matter in the air. That means a greater health risk because those tiny particles can go deeper into the lungs. A state meteorologist says air quality around Denver has improved in recent years because of new regulations and cleaner cars, but wildfires have made for a bad year in 2020. The entire state of Colorado is in a drought. The U.S. Drought Monitor reports that nearly 17% of Colorado is in the most extreme category called exceptional drought, mainly on the western slope. Climatologist Brian Fuchs says it's been a long time since that region has seen any precipitation.
So you couple that with the heat, and you know that's exactly what we're still seeing, the high fire danger and still seeing active fires in places. Typically this time of year we're cooling off and starting to get wetter, and that just hasn't happened yet.
He says a dry winter would mean the drought will stick around into next year. Parts of the state could see rain and mountain snow by Sunday. Otherwise, it will be sunny to start the weekend. Along the Front Range, it's highs in the 80s today and tomorrow, then cooler by Sunday, in the 70s around the Denver area, near 90 today in Pueblo, 80s in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.